Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Kurz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We're in chapter 3 with verses 22 through 24 this morning. What is committed to you, pay heed to. What is hidden is not your concern. In matters that are beyond you, do not meddle. When you have been shown more than you can understand. Indeed, many are the conceits of human beings. Evil imaginations lead them astray. I will talk in a song today. Hear the message and obey. The rhymes say it all. Obey the Lord's call. The song is titled Evil Conceits Make You Weak. In this world of conceits where humans dwell, their minds entangled in a wicked spell, with evil imaginations they go astray, lost in their illusions day after day. They wear their masks, pretending to be kind, but deep inside darkness they often find, caught in their own egos, so quick to betray. Oh, the many conceits that lead them astray. Oh, the conceits of human beings, driven by desires never seen. In their illusions they lose their way. Evil imaginations they blindly obey. In pride they boast, their worth they proclaim, blinded by their ego seeking fortune and fame. They build their castles on a foundation so frail, unaware of the destruction that their conceit entails. They judge and criticize without a second thought, believing their own lies, their hearts turning not. Fueled by envy and greed, they continue to stray. Oh, the many conceits that lead them that way. Oh, the conceits of human beings, driven by desires never seen. In their illusions, they lose their way. Evil imaginations, they blindly obey. But amidst the darkness, a glimmer of light, a chance for redemption, to set things right. For within each soul a spark still remains, a choice to break free from these wicked chains. So let us reflect on our own conceited ways, and strive for humility in the darkest of days. For it's in self-awareness that true wisdom lies, to see through the illusions and let compassion rise. No longer slaves to our ego's sway, breaking free from the evils that led us astray. With open hearts, we'll find a brighter way, shedding the conceits that clouded our stay. Oh, the conceits of human beings, driven by desires never seen. In their illusions, they lose their way. But through self-awareness, we'll find a brighter day. So let us rise above the wickedness within. Embrace love and compassion. Let it begin. For the conceits of human beings can fade away when we choose a path of kindness, day after day. Amen. Please join me in my daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers from my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, and our son-in-law, Mark Stern. We write to them each day, not by name, but by subject. We continue to pray for their healing and forgiveness. Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot, continue to write Oliver and Elliot each day in a journal that I've been keeping. And just hoping one day that they'll be able to read it and see exactly what I was experiencing. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Oh, and we pray for Holy Mother Church, Lord. Guide our faithful to the purpose that only Jesus gave to do. And that is forgive and live in salvation. Amen. As we continue to pray for the most needed intentions across the world. And a little boy named David Alexander. We've been praying for him this past couple of months. We prayed for his mother to conceive him. And we pray that he is now in the womb, and being protected and loved and spoken to, and just hearing the sounds of a new world that will be coming to light. And his name is David Alexander. We praise God for him. And we thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, do we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Then my poem comes from a study of Sirach 3. It's verses 22 through 24. Basically, I took the piece of line from the poetry and worked off that for what I just wrote. Evil conceits make you weak. I just wrote, many are the conceits of human beings. Evil imaginations lead them astray. We reflected on that, and that's what we got here in our song. And now we're reflecting on all three verses together in Sirach 3, and there's 22 through 24. It's a two-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Meddle Not Beyond Your Powers. If you know what I mean. Heed, pay, who helps you tower. Your concern, not hidden desires. Meddle not beyond your powers. Understand not what life requires. Beings human are conceited. Imaginations evil and fleeted. Astray they are led, mistreated. It's how they are completed, repeated. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's December 13th, 2023. And I'm recording this morning at 5:36 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up a little later today. We've been doing some traveling, had some dental work done yesterday. It's a little gone. A lot of work today in this morning's song. It takes a little bit to put that together and to share the last few thoughts of where all of this comes from. We thank the Spirit of our Lord each morning and each day. We pray that you do the same. And we're going to close in Jesus' name at 9:03 this morning. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' name, John. Amen. But sometimes you just got to keep going and recognize the most important person in your life. And that's your soulmate that sits by your side. Walks you, talks to you, keeps you straight. And Lord, we just want to be thankful for my soulmate in Christ, Donita Cruz Wiggins. Closing then at 9:33, special number for us too. Peace be with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you, Tony. So much.